Hello, this is Matthew Tombers, and you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC.
This is where we come alive. Oh Lord, oh Lord Jesus. This is where we come alive. Yes, sir. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Spirit of God among us. Resurrection power. Not even the grave can hold us. We are your sons and daughters. Fill us with living water. Overflowing with the love of the Father. Joy like a river. Sing! Yes, sir. Won't you feel our hearts again? You can feel our hearts again. Sing! This is where we come alive. Yes, sir.
Come alive.
Said this is where we come alive.
Come alive, come alive.
Yep, God.
Come alive.
Said this is where we come alive.
Come alive, come alive. Come alive.
This is where we come alive.
Come alive, come alive.
Come on, family.
Come alive.
Awaken your holy fire. Presence is our desire. Let the shore where we lift your name high, and everything there comes alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need
revival. Oh, would you feel our hearts again? Would you feel our hearts
come
again?
On, family.
Yeah.
This is where we come alive.
Right here, right now.
Said this is where we come alive.
Reveal yourself to us. Help me say, we just wanna look.
Live, right here on WGXC with me, hallelujah, 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are here where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. And I'm not here alone. No. We got Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and we got our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin. Hallelujah. How you doing this morning, my brother?
I am doing very well, and what a great way to start a great show this morning, Brightside listeners.
Yes, yes, yes. To God be the glory. We do have a great show for you today. We've got a musical lineup. Pardon me. Six songs back to back for 31 minutes of uninterrupted music. We have Come Alive was what you just heard by All Nations, God Alone, Angela Moss Poole, I Will See, Brian Courtney Wilson, Joy Is Coming, Todd Galbraith featuring Travis Green, Right Where You Are, Fred Hammond, For the Good of Them, Kim McFarland, and Nara. That's a collaboration with Travis Green and Tim Godfrey. Folks over in the motherland, in the continent, we've got some motherland music for you today. After our spiritual social commentary, we got some of the Negro spirituals. Yes, we're celebrating, elevating, and educating about Black history this month and this morning. So don't you go nowhere. You stay right here. In addition to that, beloved, we are in the midst of our Winter Pledge Drive. Yes, and we ask your support. We are listener-supported radio. We are here because of listeners like you who will send in a dollar or two to help us do what we do. We want you to be able to share as a pledge partner, be part of this great work that's being done here with the Wave Farm and Media and the WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org, work and service to the community. You can be a pledge partner, become a supporting partner today. You can call in at 518-697-7400. You can call in again at this number, 518-697-7400. You can go online to WGXC.org/donate and hit that little button there and make your interest known, your support known. You can also send in a check or a money order. No cash, please, but a check or a money order to WGXC Hudson Studio, 704 Columbia Street, Hudson, New York. I think you can, well, you can send it there too, but you could probably drop it off there and mail it to our mailing address at WGXC Care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23 in Acre, New York, 12405. Yes, beloved, because you know what? We do what we do because of you, and this is where we come alive. Hallelujah. So don't go nowhere. You stay right here. Sit back and relax and listen to the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentaries for today.
God, and the words I speak will make it so. I will see the goodness of God, and the life I lead will indicate my hope. Hope for a future not yet obtained, but the evidence will be my living faith. I will see the goodness of God and live. Oh, I will live. Yes, I will. Thank you, God, for breath in my body. I will. I will see the goodness of God, and the words I speak will make it so. I will see the goodness of God, and the life I live will indicate my hope. Hope for a future not yet obtained, but the evidence will be my living faith. I will see the goodness of God and live. And no matter the road, as long as you're there, my destination is victory. You are my light, and the gift of your spirit is flaring inside of me.
I will see
goodness of God.
I will see goodness.
And wonders manifesting through me. I said, I will be
what I desire to see, with miracles, signs, and wonders manifesting through me.
I said, I will be
what I desire to
with
see,
with miracles,
signs, and wonders
manifesting through me. I said,
I will be what I desire to see,
until the favor of God overflows to every nation. We'll declare God is good all the time. All creation, we'll declare
God is good all the time. All the time.
Say right there. I said, all creation, we'll declare God is good all the time. Desire to see, and I will see the goodness of God. Y'all ought to help me sing it.
I will be what I desire to see. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good.
I said, I will be
what I desire to see.
And I will see
the goodness of God.
shaken. We will not be moved. For the Lord is beside us. With Him we cannot lose. Though the shadow surrounds us, we will fear no evil. We'll trust in the Lord with our hearts and in Your joy.
Y'all ready to go, Columbia? Let's go!
Though the night may seem weary, joy is coming, coming, coming in the morning. All praise You, Jesus. I know joy is coming. Yes, joy is coming.
Hey, everybody, come! Yo, hey! Everybody, come! Yo, hey! If you know that joy is here tonight, let's raise it again.
We will not be shaken.
Hey, sing, we will not be moved.
We will not be moved.
For the Lord is beside us.
Beside us.
Hey, with Him we can.
With Him we cannot move.
Though the shadows surround
the shadows
us,
surround us.
We will fear no evil.
We will fear no evil.
But this will be our response. We're gonna trust in the Lord.
Trust in the
Though the night,
joy is coming, coming.
All praise to King Jesus. Cause I know joy is. Come on, if you know that joy is here, sing though the night. Everybody clap your hands, everybody clap your hands now. Your light can drown out darkness and bring our joy to light. We won't submit to sorrow, our joy is coming in the morning. In the morning. Can we make this confession tonight, Columbia? Say your light. We won't submit, no. Depression, you gotta get out of here tonight. Low self-esteem, you gotta get out of here tonight. Because joy is here.
In the morning.
Hey. Oh, your light can drown. And bring our joy tonight. We won't submit to sorrow. Hey,
our joy is coming.
Anybody believe that your joy is here tonight? It's coming in the morning. Come on, one more time, raise it with us.
Your light can
drown and bring out joy. We want to be. We have this promise that joy is coming, and we trust You for it tonight. God, it's coming in the morning.
Though the night may seem weary, joy is coming, coming, coming in the morning. All praise to King Jesus.
Cause I know joy is. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Say,
though the night
may seem weary. Hey, joy is coming, coming.
Joy is coming, coming, coming.
All praise to
all
King
praise
Jesus.
To Jesus.
Cause I know joy is.
Submit to sorrow, our joy is coming in the morning.
Do I have some believers in the room tonight? Say,
in the morning.
Let's go, 12. Hey,
your light can drown.
Your light can drown.
In the morning, Cause I know joy is
coming. I know joy is coming. Yes, joy is coming.
Somebody shout in this room. Shout like you believe it. Shout like you're weeping.
If you're feeling lost today, you know, I want you to know we haven't given up on you. We're coming to tell you once again, there's no place he won't come and get you. He'll come.
Right where you are.
Say.
Right where you are.
Warehouse.
Jesus will come where you are.
Say. Say it again.
Right where you are.
If you're feeling alone and in despair.
Right.
He'll come right there.
Jesus will come where you are.
Say.
And save you.
Trust me,
he will come through.
His peace is waiting for you. I know he'll come right where you are. Say.
Yes, I do.
Right where you are, and you are here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for listening ears, and we are in our winter pledge drive. I invite you to become a sustaining partner or a one-time giver. You can call today. The pledge drive number is 518-697-7400. Or online at wgxc.org/donate. You can also mail in your gift to WGXC Care of Wayne Farm, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. You can become a vital part of what we do right here, right now, from where you are. Won't you give us some support today, right where you are? Send a donation, make the call, go online, click the button. We look to hear from you soon, from right where you are.
All you gotta do is believe it. Come on.
Jesus will come
where
you are.
Say.
Let's take it up a little bit.
Touch you.
Heal you.
Heal you.
Oh. Jesus.
Jesus,
I know what I'm talking about. He loves you. Tell him.
He loves you.
If you love in the valley, he'll be there. If you're lost in the desert, he'll be there.
Jesus will come where you are.
Say.
No, 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 Please, everybody, stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody.
Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough.
He has done so very much for me. He's done so very much for you. He's done so very much for us. We're not going to take it for granted, and we're not going to take it lightly. We say thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all that you have done for us. Beloved, among people in this world, we are so very blessed. We are here and we are safe. Thank you, God. We have been spared from the earthquakes and the tornadoes. Thank you, God. Many of us, most of us who are listening, I'm pretty sure we have a solid roof over our head. We slept in a bed. We had clothes to wear, shoes for our feet, food to eat. We are very blessed. No matter what the circumstances of life that we may be facing in every situation, we can go to God in prayer. We can seek God for wisdom, for counsel, for comfort, for guidance, for direction. We know God that way. We are very blessed. And so, yes, Lord Jehovah, what shall we render for all that you have done for us? You know, beloved, I was sharing last week about Black History Month and some of the unsung heroes of Black history, even contemporaries. And I was giving a list of names, and I'd like to share some more of those names. But before I do, I just want to say that the Word of God in John chapter 8, I was looking at that this morning, and I want to share from John chapter 8, verse 11 through verse 12 to 20. It says, then Jesus spoke again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that believes on me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees said to him, you bear record of yourself. Your record is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and where I go. But you cannot tell where I come and where I go. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me. Then said they to him, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. These words spoke Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. Hallelujah, beloved. I was looking at that after I looked at James chapter 1, verse 7, which says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Well, here we have Jesus declaring that he is the light of the world. And in this chapter, the 8th chapter of John, in the first 11 verses, we have the story of this woman that the religious leaders, which were men at the time, they were all men, had said to Jesus had been caught in adultery. These men who twisted God's message sought to use God's word to justify their mean and unjust, cruel hearts to Jesus. They said, the law says this woman should be stoned. And we have often questioned, if she was caught in the very act of adultery, then where was the man? Okay, but Jesus responded to them and said, those who are without sin cast the first stone. He told them, if you're without sin, you throw a stone at her. And then he bent down and wrote something in the sand. And the Bible does not tell us what he wrote in the sand. But I tell you, as I thought about this, I realized that the Word of God, when we read it, not to justify particularly our cruel hearts, our mean spirits, but to understand God in his word, it still has the power to prick us in our conscience. The word of God in those first 11 verses, it says that when they heard what Jesus said, their consciences were pricked and they all walked away. Man, if the early founders of this nation had allowed the word of God to prick their consciences, and those who did fought and died for liberation, for emancipation of enslaved people. And so many people, you know, detest the word of God, particularly in colors, communities of color, because they stand on the fact that men with cruel hearts twisted it and still twisted today. But I submit that when we read the word of God and we read it not to justify our positions, but to understand God's position, it does have an effect on our hearts and on our conscience. I believe it is the case for those like Ernest Wilkins Jr., who was one of America's most important mathematicians. At 13, he became the University of Chicago's youngest student. He earned 3 degrees and a doctor in mathematics by the age of 19. He worked in Buffalo, New York, and he perfected the lens designs for microscopes and ophthalmologist use. His greatest contribution was the development of mathematical models to explain gamma radiation. He worked on the Manhattan Project, making significant contributions to nuclear reactor physics. Elijah McCoy, one of the most famous Black inventors ever, was responsible for 50 inventions over the span of his career. In 1872, he created things that have affected the railroad train company business ever since. Hallelujah. And he has more to inventions to his credit. Those persons in the early days of his inventions on the train, a coupling system, they were being fooled by people who were making common copycats, and they would often ask for the real McCoy. That's where that saying comes from. Garrett Morgan, the inventor of the gas mask and the safety hood to help firefighters navigate through smoky buildings. And he added the third position to the traffic light, the yellow signal that prepares us to stop, and it has reduced auto accidents. Mary and Mildred Davidson's patent, their invention to make people's lives better was the sanitary belt. And Mary also developed the toilet tissue holder and I think of another invention that I can't think of right now. So, beloved, I say all that to say that, you know, every good and every perfect gift is from the Father above and comes down from the Father of lights. And when we, you know, as Americans, wherever your national origin came from, whatever shade your skin tone may be, as Americans, if we can understand that God gives us good gifts in all kinds of shapes and sizes, hues and tones, we can enjoy the blessings and the gifts that God has bestowed upon us, rather than trying to justify our bigotries and our prejudices, our preconceived notions, our unconscious biases. Let us go back to the word of God and read it to gain the understanding and the wisdom of God. In the book of John in chapter 8, as in elsewhere, you will find at least 2 occasions in the first 20 verses that I shared this morning, where Jesus lets the people know, you got this thing twisted. You've got this thing twisted. And you want to condemn people and you want to judge people based upon your twisted understanding. It is by the help of the Holy Ghost that he helps us to get our minds right. He helps us to see with a God eye, and he helps us to love and not judge our neighbors as we do ourselves. Well, beloved, that's my spiritual cult social commentary for today. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying thank you, God, for Black History Month that corrects the wrong of whitewashed American history. God bless you and God love you. We got more music for you. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. Coming up right now, right on King Jesus with the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir.
Thank you.
no man can hinder me. Yes, beloved. It's that spirit, it's that attitude that allows us to continue to be resilient and to resist the oppression. Oh, my God. So, yes, that's the theme for Black History Month in 2023. I resist it. Resist being pigeonholed. Resist being marginalized and minimized. Resist and do great things, because you have been created in the image of the great God, the Almighty and the All-Wise, and you have been created for great works. I want to just also say that our prayers go out to the Jimmy Carter family. The 39th president of these United States started the Carter Center, started Habitat for Humanity, done so much good work in these 40 years through that Jimmy Carter Center, and he's in hospice right now. And so we pray for him, a peaceful transition, and for his family. Certainly, he made his mark in the world, and he will be remembered with love by this person and so many millions of others. So God bless you, Jimmy Carter, for your service to our country before and during and after your presidency. I want to also acknowledge that this is the Black Caucus, Congressional Caucus weekend. And so we pray for our Black and Brown leaders and allies who have been gathering to celebrate each other, encourage each other, and work together. One day, maybe not in this lifetime, but perhaps one day we will see a time when we don't have to distinguish ourselves by Black or white or red or brown. We can just be one race, the human race. Well, this is Pastor Kim, and I'm on my way out. Just want to say blessed, happy Black History Month to you. It's Heart Health Awareness. We'll be back, Randall and I, on Tuesday for the Tuesday afternoon show. We have Bill Fisher from the Housing Advisory Board to come and talk to us about some things going on in that area. Dr. Anna Marie Acevedo will be sharing with us about heart health awareness. And we invite you to join us again on Tuesday at the 4:10 time. I want to give condolences to one of our broadcasters, Sister Kimberly Irwin, broadcaster for Race Talks on Tuesdays. Her father passed. Also, our beloved Dr. Lewis Clinton, his father passed in this past week. So our prayers and thoughts are with them. My prayers and thoughts are with you too, my fellow Columbia Countyans, my fellow humans. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer till we speak again. Till then, stay peaceful, stay in power, and praise the Lord. Remember, no matter how gray the day or how dark the clouds, the sun is still here and the sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Hold on. Hallelujah. Hold on.
Fastened in the windows pinned. Keep your hand on that plow. Hold on. Noah said you done lost your track.